The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Good morning, everyone. Today we hear Christ mention three good works that have been practiced throughout the ages: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Now, traditionally, we normally practice these things very intentionally during Lent, but even outside our season of penance, it's beneficial for us. Prayer helps us delve deeper into the spiritual life and come closer to God. Fasting helps remind us of that, remind us that we are not made for this world, and aids us in our ability to be in solidarity with other people. And almsgiving helps us put our money where our mouth is. There are multiple dimensions to each of these three things, and it would take more than a homily to actually delve deep into all of them. But I do want to briefly mention, touch on this last one, almsgiving, as a spiritual practice. It's more than just giving to a good cause. It's more than just helping someone else who is in need. And it's more than just the good feeling we get when we do these things. Almsgiving is our response to God's life within us. It is in itself an act of thanksgiving. It is how we show our own gratitude to God for all that He has done for us. I know you might be thinking, oh, here goes Father again with another appeal for more money. No, that's Father Albert Steele, not mine. My point is, though, my brothers and sisters, that if we can come to see our almsgiving as a way to show thanks to God, to give Him thanks for everything He has done for us, if we can start to see it as a supernatural spring, a supernatural welling up in the soul of gratitude for the things God has done for us, we can start the process of being detached from material things, from wealth, from power. And then we can start to give without counting the cost. So that way we can start giving also without worrying if anyone else notices or even cares that anyone's donated a thing. But it starts in the heart. We have to start working on that detachment from money, from things, from possessions, because we can't take that with us. If we're too attached to the things of this world, they act as an anchor to our spirit. So we have to detach from them. And so doing this almsgiving and doing it in a way that is an act of thanksgiving helps us to do just that, to detach from the worldly things in our lives, from money, from possessions, so that our spirits really can go towards God. This is when our almsgiving truly becomes a spiritual practice and gives joy and glory to our Father who sees and repays in secret.